The piece itself is called heen, which is a Tlingit word for water.
Crystal Whirl says the design, which is an image of Raven intertwined with a sea spirit, is an interpretation of a dream she had earlier this year.
I was really, really thirsty in my sleep, and I was flying around looking for water, and I saw this huge range of mountains, and I knew there was water on the other side. So I flew over the mountain, and there was this huge body of clear water, and I dove into it to quench my thirst and to soak my feathers in the water.
And then she flew out of the water.
As I flew over the land, the water that was in my feathers began to drip and create rain, because the rest of the world was thirsty. The dream itself kind of reflects an actual Raven story about Raven and water. There's an actual Tlingit story about that.
Whirl came up with the design this summer over a period of 12 hours at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where Whirl graduated in 2013.
You know, I struggled for the first maybe 5 hours. I couldn't come up with what I wanted to do. I was like, oh, it has to be good. It has to be good. Oh, and that kind of like haunted my creation.
The Institute of American Indian Arts chose 5 alumni from different regions of the country to produce new work as part of the Arts and Embassies program. Whirl was selected to represent Alaska. Prints of her and the 4 other Native artists' work will end up on the walls of U.S. embassies and ambassadors' houses all over the world. While working on the design, Whirl studied books on traditional form line, took pictures of her sketches, and consulted with her brother, Rico Whirl. She wanted to stay true to the art form, but also depict the sensation of underwater movement.
You can recognize it as traditional design, but you look at the tail feathers and the tips of the claws, they kind of spiral out and curl outward, which is not traditional.
The background of the print is a photo transfer of the shore at Eagle Beach. Whirl said she wanted to use an image directly from home. Last month, the U.S. State Department flew Whirl to Washington, D.C. She attended a reception at Joe and Jill Biden's house, where her print was framed and displayed. She and the other Native artists were being honored.
It was unreal. I remember standing in front of my print while people were approaching and talking to me, and I was just kind of like outside of my body watching myself like, oh, is this really happening?
As Jill and Joe Biden gave speeches about the exhibit, the artists, including Whirl, stood next to them.
The best part for me was that I had my dad there with me, and just to see him standing there smiling at me when I was, you know, standing by the podium, I'd seen him smile at me, that he was just beaming. He was glowing.
Both Whirl and her father, Rodney Whirl, got to shake hands with the vice president.
I just remember my cheeks hurting from smiling, my feet hurting from those awesome heels, and like I was wearing this beautiful sea otter and seal fur shawl that my Aunt Louise had made. And I just remember standing there next to him, trying not to wipe my nose because I had an otter fur on my nose.
Whirl got to take some of the 33 prints of her work home. One is hanging at Trickster Company, a Juneau art store she co-owns with her brother. She's selling the print for $2,500. Soon after Whirl returned to Juneau from Washington, D.C., she set off for Los Angeles to sell art. And she's now in Seattle to network with galleries and museums. Whirl is also working on creating an art collective of Indigenous millennial women making Northwest Coast art. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.